Blog Talk Radio.
We're a nation of haters under their control. Rise up everybody and burn down, burn down. The system fails, the exit moves. Wake up the silence.
And that's the way to start a show off. Welcome to the Star Chamber Show debut episode. This is one of your co-hosts, Stephen Zimmer, and glad to have all of you aboard. And tonight we've got a great show for you, and we've got some fantastic guests. We're kicking it off with the guy that brings the thunder, James R. Tuck, author of the Deacon Chalk novels, and later we're going to have Babs Hightower from Babs Book Bistro. So got a good show for you tonight, but first, for this first show, we're going to take a little bit of time and introduce you to all five of our co-hosts. So we will not have all five on every week. We will have a team of co-hosts, and you might see two or three of us, or maybe even some nights all five of us. But I will start with myself, and then I will pass it around, as it were, and we will introduce all five of us here, your hosts on your journey with the Star Chamber Show. My name is, as I said before, Stephen Zimmer, and I am an author and a filmmaker. I write speculative fiction, epic fantasy, urban fantasy, and horror and steampunk, and that's a big passion of mine. And so, you know, as the show is, we will be focusing a lot on the world of books and book publishing, and also a little bit about music and movies as well. So anyway, I will turn it over, and for the first person that I'd like to introduce, I have a special audio cue. All right. So the first guest.
Oh my God.
That is my personal awesome intro for none other than, you knew who it was, Sayla Janelle. Now you take the stage.
That's right.
Introduce yourself.
Thanks, Stephen. That's awesome. That's going to keep me smiling for the rest of the week. I am Sayla Janelle, and I write all sorts of fiction. I love fantasy, dark fantasy, urban fantasy, horror. I've started getting into sword and sorcery a little bit. A lot of what I have to do sometimes borders into folk tales and fairy tales. I like those scenes a lot, but I like to wreck them even more and change things around. So I've written with a few places. Seven Star Press is that is the company that will have my upcoming series, Kingdom City Chronicles, and I look forward to, you know, putting that out there and seeing what we can do with it. It'll be a really exciting time, and let's see what else. I love love music. That's my other big thing. Stephen will tell you. We're always talking about music, so I'm sure we'll probably go on about that off and on through the show, too.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Sayla is definitely one of my favorites, and I think we're going to have a lot of fun. And we're going to be doing some music-related segments, too, like our show intro
nice.
Was provided to us by the guys in Zero King, some hard rockers out of West Virginia. Shout out to Andy Hott, a good friend of mine, who thanks for letting us use that opening tag, Showtime Revolution. And we want everybody to be a star here, so at the Star Chamber. But,
yeah.
I
need to start listening to them. That was a sweet clip, by the way. I definitely need to start listening to them. So
They rock.
Yeah.
And speaking of rock stars, we got a fellow named Alexander S. Brown on the on our team of hosts. How about you introduce yourself here?
Wow, I should have known you would have introduced me as a rock star. All right, well, my name is Alexander S. Brown, and I am not an alcoholic, but I am a book author, so yay. Pretty much what I do is I am an author of horror, pulp work, and also steampunk. Most of my work is for adults, even though every now and then I do publish a story or two that's suitable for ages 13 and up. I am lucky enough to be able to say that I have three publishers, one of which is Seventh Star Press, another is Dark Oak Press, and last but not least, also Pro Se Publishing. And I should have quite a few pieces coming out in 2014. So for those who love horror and steampunk, just keep an eye out for my name.
Anyway, I'm Michael West. I write dark fantasy, horror, dark sci-fi. Basically, if it has dark in it, I dabble in it. I have two series right now that are published through Seven Star Press. One is the Harmony, Indiana series, which is more supernatural horror. And the other is the Legacy of the Gods series, which is more the dark urban fantasy. I also have a multitude of short stories that most recently I have a story called Inner Goddess that was published in the Book of the Dead from Jurassic London, which all proceeds go to benefit the Egyptian the English-Egyptian Society, which has funded a bunch of digs over the years, including the expedition to find King Tut's tomb.
I've been quiet when lurking in the corner just listening to make sure I didn't screw something up. So, yeah, that's me. I am Susan Roddy. I, just like everybody else, write all manner of speculative fiction under the name S.H. Roddy. I'm one of the newest additions to the Seventh Star team. My first actual real novel, a book all by myself, yay, will be out at some point next year whenever I decide to finish writing it and get it back to publisher. I do a lot of short story and anthology work. I've written stories for, again, Seventh Star. I've got a story in an anthology by Dark Oak Press. I've done some self-published work, and then I also, being the weird little gremlin, I write romance under the name Siobhan Kincaid for Sugar and Spice, Mocha Memoirs, and Purple Sword Publications. And I'm just a general all-around nerd, movies, music, comic books, books, TV, whatever. I just, yeah, I'm the nerd. Hello, that's me.
Well, we're nerds together a lot of the time. A lot of the time you'll find us doing things, like antagonizing each other. So that seems to be our lot in life.
Well, that's half the fun.
Well, I know, right?
I'm starting to think that's why Stephen keeps us around.
I know. Probably.
Oh yes, it's definitely a pair that keeps me very amused on a constant basis. I mean, but you have to be in this kind of business. I mean, because it's just, you know, it's definitely not the easiest easiest business in the world to be involved in this whole
mm-hmm.
publishing and author thing. You know, it's definitely a tough road to haul.
Stephen, since this is our first inaugural episode, why don't you tell people why we chose the name Star Chamber while we're waiting for James?
Well, it's a little bit of a play on words, but obviously this is our chamber, and, you know, of course, you know, we want to, you know, make stars out of everybody that comes on to our show, and you know, our listeners are, you know, as well, but, you know, it's got a definite segue into the Seven Star Press, and the show is, you know, brought to you by Seven Star Press and its affiliated convention and media group, Tomorrow Comes Media and Imaginarium 2014, which debuts next September, new creative writing convention. So basically, it's just it's kind of a fun play on words, and you know, of course, you know, it always, you know, it plays a little bit off that whole conspiracy idea too, you know, because in the world of speculative fiction, you know, you got a lot of layers to things, and so, you know, we decided we'd have a little bit of fun with that and make use of that.
So what you're saying is Seven Star Press is really the Illuminati, right?
Neither confirm nor deny that.
And here I thought Michael Douglas was going to make an appearance. I'm disappointed.
Well, you never know what could happen.
Well, yeah, we should be seeing James at any time now, so we just got to keep an eye out for him to pop up here in the call window. And then, of course, you know, a little bit later on, we're going to have Babs. That's actually one thing I do want to, you know, make sure that we go over. We have different recurring segments as time goes on, and you're going to get introduced to those the next few weeks come along. But we definitely want to always feature.
I think it's great. I just want to draw attention really quick to the chat room. I'm not able to type in at the moment. I'm not that talented, apparently. But H. David Burlock, who's also with 7-4 Press, he's commenting to everyone. He can't believe we're plugging the competition. Congrats to Susan on her book. And he's seeing that we're all a big nerd herd. So...
Hey, you know, we ought to make T-shirts with that slogan, the nerd herd. That would be awesome. I would wear it.
I would wear that all the time.
Yeah, I know Joe Garcia at Fast Custom Shirts could whip one of those together real quick for us. He's a great guy and has done a lot of shirts for Seventh Star. And yeah, I'm sure he could concoct something.
Oh, I love it, David saying
I saw that. It's awesome.
I'm always up for more T-shirts, though.
Yeah, you're not the only one. I was just going to mention, since we were picking on H. David Warlock in the chat room, that he is actually having a contest right now, and people need to check it out. It's on the 7th Star Press blog. What's the URL for that, Stephen?
The 7-Star Press blog is 7starpress.blogspot.com.
Okay.
And
but 7th
is a
We've had a lot of people posting about it on Facebook, and he is running a contest because he got 10,000 likes on his author page, didn't he, Stephen?
Yep. David's been very impressive. Yep. And, yeah, he's got a themed with his Angel Killer Triad book, too, series two, which is a fantastic urban fantasy series.
And I just want to add that every single like that Mr. Balock has on his fan page is well-deserved plus some. He is a fantastic author and just person the whole nine yards. He deserves every single like.
And also we should mention that he, you know, the Magicopter was his brainchild, and that's definitely...
Yes, I think that we do need to shine a little light on a Magicopter because he has contributed so much to... everybody, as far as authors, artists, the whole nine yards, he's truly created a source that's been helpful.
Mm-hmm. It's a really great community, and if you're an author, an artist, anything in the creative field, like, it's really great about getting you resources and getting you, you know, different promotional tools or just letting you know what calls are out there. It's been a really great asset for me as a writer and just trying to get in this business, you know, and keep moving forward.
Before I got with the Magicopter, I honestly felt like there was nothing but closed doors because I really just had no idea that this type of life existed, especially within my community. And then once becoming a part of Magicopter, a whole new world just opened up to me. And, of course, I met really wonderful people such as Mr. Zimmer and a list of other names that would take me all night to name. Let's see here. Just checking on the chat really quick.
I know. Yeah. Robin's in there. I'm not sure who all the guests are.
Oh, yes.
But...
yeah, we have Robin Blankenship, you know, editor of Perfect Flaw Dystopian Anthology. And I guess we could all, while we're waiting for James to call in on the guest line, we can probably just go ahead and talk a little bit about some of the 7th Star and Imaginarium news.
Yeah,
you could do right now.
James does have the number, right?
Yeah. No,
you didn't send him to another radio show, did you?
No, it's on the show page. So hopefully he's all right. But
he's talking to Howard Stern right now.
Yeah. But in the world of 7th Star, I mean, we've had a lot of stuff going on. And for instance, like next week, we're going to have Eric Garrison, author of books like Reality Check, and then 4 Till Late with Us, and the sequel to that, Sinking Down, is going to have a cover reveal next week. So Eric's going to stop by and join us, and we're imminent with two great releases: Philistine from Stephen Shrewsbury, starting off his Tales of Goliath, Sword and Sorcery stuff, and then we also have Jackie Gamber with Reclamation, which is YA fantasy, and the book 3 in the Leland Dragon series. And so there's a, and then Friday, keep an eye out on our page for a special Michael West announcement related to the Wide Game. So, yeah, there's a whole lot going on with the press, and we have our giant Field of Fire contest. And anyway, hold on just a second. I'll let you go ahead and comment a little bit on some of the 7-star activities. I'm gonna see if that's James here. Just a second.
Yeah, we have Michael. Speaking about Michael West, I heard that you broke the internet now.
I guess I did. My web team contacted me this morning and told me that I had outgrown my existing server, and they were having to migrate my site to a different server. So my website was down for a few hours this afternoon, but it's back up. There were a few hiccups, but got it all ironed out. So
that's awesome. That's I don't even know what to say to that. That's awesome. So either you're just really insanely popular, or like elder gods have tried to like keep you from reaching the public to tell the truth about them, or something.
Yeah, I'd be more tempted to say it's the latter, but
right.
we'll go with the former, I guess. I don't know. I could probably sleep better at night if it was the former rather than the latter. But
there you go. Eric Garrison is actually in chat. He's saying hey, so hello to him. He's another very talented 7-star press writer, and he'll be on the show next week. So
well, guess who we have?
Yeah,
he has called in. He evidently had some trouble with the busy signal on the guest caller line. So keep us appraised of that, everybody, because, yeah, we're supposed to be able to have a lot of callers on this show, so in terms of call-in.
Okay.
So let us know if you have any trouble with that. But I do have a sound cue before we want to bring him in. Uh-oh. We wanted to bring in Mr. James R. Tuck with a little thunder on the battlefield. And we want to extend a warm, warm welcome to James, and author of the Deacon Chalk novels, and also the editor of the Thunder on the Battlefield anthology with us, and a guest coming up at Imaginarium 2014. And James, hopefully you can hear me, and you are live on the air, and welcome to the Star Chamber Show.
Well, thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
Wonderful to have you. Wonderful to have you. I know Susan is dying to pester you a little bit, and so I don't want to get in her way. But you know, of course,
I'll behave myself
definitely
for the first 5 minutes.
We want to ask you a couple mildly serious things. You know, one thing I think that is real cool is not too long ago, you got yourself a new major agent. Why don't you tell us a little bit about some of your recent big news?
I did. I signed on with Lucy Ann Diver of the Knight Agency, and I've been wanting to work with Lucy Ann for a while, so it's finally, I had a project that she took on, and now she's my agent, and I'm really, really happy. I love Lucy Ann to death, and I think she's going to be really good for my career.
Well, I was definitely stoked to see that, because, you're definitely one of the good guys in the industry, so it's good to see good things happen to good people, so I was, definitely happy to see that, because I love your Deacon Chalk character and your works in with that. And I wanted to ask you, why do you think your Deacon Chalk novels and character have been growing in popularity? What is it about Deacon Chalk?
Well, I mean, he's different from just about any other hero that you have out there in urban fantasy. And not that there's anything wrong with the vast field of urban fantasy, but everybody wants to see something different. I think that's why Dresden does so well also, is because it's different from what everybody else is doing. And Deacon's just exactly what he is. On the page is what you get. There's no hidden motives. He's a very clear-cut, just a big, damn swaggering hero. So I think that really appeals to people.
And what are the plans as far as future novels? What are you going to be doing next with him?
Well, I'm currently writing book 4, and that one involves dragons. We get to see more of Ivan Dragovich, who is from the second novella, Spider's Lullaby. He plays a much bigger part. Charlotte's back in this one. It's just a lot of chaos. I mean, we really changed the game at the end of book three and made it to where I could do anything I want with the series, so now I'm going to actually be exploring that for the next three books.
Very cool, very cool. And you've also done some shorter format stuff, right, with Deacon?
Yeah, I've done the novellas, which are between 15 and 20,000 words apiece. And then I've got a few short stories, and I'm actually compiling some short stories into a collection that hopefully I'll be putting out December, January at the latest.
Very nice, very nice. So how's it been to work with Kensington and all? Yeah, tell us a little bit about your experience working with a press like that.
Kensington was a little strange to work with. They were, in some ways, very accommodating. They allowed me to choose, like, the model for the cover, which was a really nice guy named James DiNonno, who's an actor in New York. He's going to be in the new Noah movie that's coming out, I think, in 2014.
Oh, cool.
And, yeah, they gave me a lot of input on, like, what would be on the covers and things like that. And then when it came to editorial, they never once asked me to change anything. They never asked me to, you know, reel in some of Deacon's Catholicism or the violence or the cursing of the blood or any of that stuff. They were just like, sure, whatever. So they were actually pretty easy to get along with.
Very cool. So what made you decide to then make some sort of transition and look for an agent then and to go the path you're going now?
Well, I wanted an agent when I first was looking to shop the Deacon books, and it just didn't work out. So now I have a new project that I'm wanting to put out there. So knowing Lucy Ann, and she read the material and liked it, so she's now representing it.
Very
yeah.
cool. So I know you've also, I don't know what all was covered while there was dead air. You recently worked with Seven Star and a lot of us to bring out the Thunder on the Battlefield anthology set. Would you want to talk a little bit about your love of sword and sorcery and sort of what led to that project?
Absolutely. I wanted Seven Star to do a sword and sorcery anthology because I wanted to write a story for it. And Steven came back almost immediately and was like, we'll do it, but you have to edit it. And I was like, I've never edited anything. So he didn't care. And I was like, you know, full of ego. I said, sure, I'll do it. And thus the project was born. And we got some really, really great stories. And it wound up being enough stories for two full anthologies. And I'm really pleased with it. Seven Star does a really quality product. And I'm really happy to have worked with Steven and all the guys over there. I have nothing but good things to say.
That's awesome. You said before that, obviously, this is the first time editing for you. What was it like switching from, like, the author hat to the editor hat?
It wasn't that difficult. I'm in a writer's critique group, so we do some pretty harsh critiquing there. So I'm used to telling people what's wrong with their story. That was not a problem at all. Giving the advice to fix it sometimes got a little sticky because I really had to be careful not to try to just put the James Tuck stamp on everything. I didn't want to rewrite anybody's story. If I picked your story, it's because I liked it. And I liked what you brought to the table, and all I really wanted to do was maybe clean it up a little bit. I did not want it to become something that I was co-writing. So
I can tell you, as someone who dealt with your editing, did a great job editing my story at least, and, you know, you had no trouble saying what needed to be changed. So, and I appreciate that. As a writer, I like when people talk honestly for me, so that was really refreshing to have someone come at it from that angle.
Well, you were talking before about how you had some input with Kensington, even on the covers. What I loved about the, other than the stories, of course, what I loved about the Thunder on the Battlefield anthologies was the fact that if you put the covers together, you get one long mural.
Yes,
yeah,
that was so cool.
Something that Stephen made happen for us, and I was really, really pleased with the artwork on it. Yeah, those turned out to be beautiful covers.
Mm-hmm. I've gotten more compliments on that side-by-side graphic when I've used it places than a lot of other stuff. It's just phenomenal. So, James, do you see more sword and sorcery in your future then? Is that something you eventually maybe want to tap into, or are you strictly urban fantasy?
Oh, no, I would love to write more sword and sorcery. I really would like to write more of the character that I put into the anthology, and which is Theok, who's a long-lost, time-flung ancestor of Deacon Chalk. But I'd also just like
to write
Yeah, I'd like to write some stories maybe set in, almost like Stephen Shrewsbury does, where they're kind of set in biblical times, but they're told in a sword and sorcery fashion. Like the story of Samson would be a great sword and sorcery story if someone would just write it that way.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a great concept. Stephen is ready with Babs, actually. So thank you so much for joining us, James. It was really great to hear about everything you've been up to. And, you know, congratulations on the agent and, you know, all the best for your continued success.
Did you get a chance to, just give some shout-out about where to find you as far as for online? Yeah, go ahead and do that.
Do it, man. Do it.
Head off.
Well, online you can find all my stuff at jamesrtuck.com. And as far as being at conventions, I'll be at Coastal Magic in March, the Delano Lit Festival also in March. Con Carolinas I've been confirmed for. I always do Dragon Con every year. I'll be at Imaginarium, which what month is that, Stephen?
That's September 19 to 21.
Yep. There you
James
go.
James is going to help us kick it off.
There you go.
And before you go, James, it looks like we have one more question. One of the readers in the chat room wants to know if you plan to edit another anthology for Seventh Star.
If Stephen will have me, I'll do it again.
Definitely. That's an easy one.
And there we go.
Yeah, he's been a pleasure, just a pleasure to work with. And yeah, check out Thunder on the Battlefield because it's a pretty new release and it's gaining traction and starting to get some word out there.
Yeah, it's a great double anthology. It's well worth your money. I mean, I can't think of another anthology that gives you more punch for your money.
Well, it's a good package. But, yeah, thanks for bearing with us and definitely we'll have you back soon.
All right. Y'all have
Take
a happy
easy.
Holiday.
You
do as well. Thanks,
and I added Thunder on the Battlefield to my Amazon cart.
Right. Oh, man. You take care, man. And right now, we're going to have to segue right because of the delay with the technical glitch. We're going to segue right to our next guest, our first book blogging guest. This one's very special to me because Babs actually helped us with our very first two blog tours for Seventh Star Press. One of them was actually for Jackie Gamber. So it was very back all the way to Red Heart. So, Babs goes back a ways with us. She was one of the kindest book bloggers to us when we first, were getting underway as a press. And now she has come on like a steam train. And she's got not only Babs Book Bistro, but she's also a book publicist, and then under the name of Morgan Kincaid, who knows, it might be a relation to to Susan there, but Morgan Kincaid is her author name, and she's underway as an author. So without further ado, I want to bring on and welcome Babs Hightower. How are you doing, Babs? You're on the air.
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. It's kind of odd that I'm on the other end this time.
Yeah, you've had me on, I know, a couple times. I don't know if you've had any of the others on here, but I know pretty much everybody on here has definitely benefited in some way from the work you've done. So we're all definitely grateful, and thanks a lot for joining us as our first book blogging guest.
I'm very happy to be a guest. I appreciate you asking me.
And, first of all, let's go back all the way to the start of your empire, and let's go back to, how you got into book blogging and Babs Book Bistro, and kind of how did the first phase of your whole world come about?
Well, I actually started back in 2008 before blogging really was, the end thing right now. And in all honesty, I was just posting my reviews for a friend because she lives in New Jersey, and we didn't talk on the phone that much. We just did emails. So she said, why don't you put up your reading list for me and so I can see your reviews? And I was like, sure. Well, that's before I knew, really much about the Internet as far as blogging went. And I did it just for her. I really didn't advertise my blog. Just like me and her, that was it. And believe it or not, I don't know how well-known she'll be in your sphere, but Cleo Cole, she writes mysteries. And I've been reading her books for a few years, and she has become a good friend of mine. And she said, Babs, why don't you do a really big blog? And she got me into WordPress, and she said, you need to have authors on because you love to talk to authors. And that's what really got the book review blog really going is Cleo Cole talking me into it. And after that, it just became like a game because I wanted to hear what other people thought of my reviews. And I started having authors on, and it just has grown from there. And Steven should know, he's been with me for a long time, and I'm a real good friend, and I know he knows how long it's been.
Oh, definitely. But I think it's cool because I've watched you, like, go, you know, like I said, you know, you've grown into new areas of the indie book world. And, you know, and it looked like kind of a natural progression from book blogging to book publicity. And so, you know, how do you like, you know, tell us a little bit about the publicity side of things now that you're doing that, which is kind of like on the other side of the coin from book bloggers, because now you are approaching book bloggers.
Well, actually, and it's kind of weird, but Stephen, you actually helped too, because remember we were talking about editing and all that stuff. I actually contacted Entangled Publishing because they had an editor's position open, and the girl that I talked to, her name's Misa, she talked me into going into publicity after our three-hour phone conversation. She said, you are an outgoing person. She said, you don't want to just do editing. You need to try publicity and let's see how it works. She says, you're already a book blogger, so you already have friends. You know how to approach them. You know what a blogger wants to hear and what they don't want to hear from an author. And she said, just give it a try for a month or two and let me know how it goes. Well, that has been almost 2 years ago, and I'm still with Entangled. And I've actually worked from the little man, as at the time it was an associate publicist. And now I'm actually the publicity director, and I have my own line with Entangled now, which is the Scandalous line, historical. And it has just been wonderful. I've made so many different contacts and good friends that you would normally, a regular blogger probably wouldn't get to do as quickly, is there are a lot of authors out there that are really nice and not stuck up and, you know, want to engage with the readers and get help, and it's really nice to talk to them. They're like real, they come across as real people, not just the stuck-up ones that you sometimes meet.
Right,
so that's how I got into publicity.
But I'm sure, you know, it's definitely helped that, you know, now you've been on both sides of the coin, and it's probably helped you, you know, definitely with your dealing with them, approaching them, and things like that.
Oh, exactly, because you do, you know, bloggers don't want to be, you know how new authors start out, and we've all done it. I've done it. I'm guilty of it. An author will send out like a form letter, you know, to get their book reviewed, and that's just like a big no-no. A blogger can see right through it, and it's not personal. They want to feel like you've come to them personally, not just, you know, from a list that you might have.
Right, right. No, I think that's important, and definitely each one's a it's a whole bunch of individual relationships, at least as far as I've, you know, felt that it is. And, you know, many book bloggers have become dear friends of mine. I mean, you know, some of the obvious ones like Jess from Jess Resides Here, and of course that wild Alaskan Chris, the cabin character.
Yeah,
she's taken over your podcast before.
You cannot leave Chris out. She's my buddy.
No, and I know the 7-star pack is definitely, and all the rest of our hosts here are definitely very familiar with Chris.
She keeps
something,
on your toes, too.
Something happens up there in Alaska when there's, like, no sun for a month and a half. It does something, but...
Yeah, well, the vampires come out then and, like, go after people. I saw that in the documentary, 30 Days of Night, so, you know, it's true.
Yeah,
I think what happens is when we don't hear from Chris for a day or something, she's out there kind of calling the vampire herd, and then she comes back.
What it is. She's in charge of, okay, that's right, she's in charge of them.
She's not calling the herd, she's enslaving them to do her bidding.
Oh, there you go. Go for it, Stephen.
Oh, no, go for it.
I was just going to say, we've got about a little over 8 minutes left. Babs, do you want to talk about your author work? And I've heard that you have a new book out.
I do, and thank you for asking. The book that I have out right now is under my real name, Babs Hightower, and it's actually a PR book, and it's only 28 pages, believe it or not, And a lot of people have told me from the reviews I've gotten back that I am just straight to the point, tell you how to do your own publicity, and it's not, you know, fluff. It's straight to the point. There's no, you know, dragging anything out. And I thought that there's a lot of stuff that authors miss, and they don't have to pay for it or pay anybody to do it. But I also tell them how to find a really good publicist that will fit them. And it's called Publicity for Authors is what it's called. And
awesome. Where can I get this? I need this right now.
Well, actually, Stephen, have you had a chance to read it yet?
I am. That's one of my things on this week because I finally got time. I got released. I had a horrible 3 months schedule-wise, and I finally am free. So, yeah, that's definitely something I'm going to have knocked out by the weekend.
Well, I actually show – I don't just talk about it. I actually show examples. So, you know, I'm really telling what I know. But, like some authors don't know what a press release looks like or media kit. So I put examples of those in there so you know what it looks like. And it's not just for new authors. It's for everybody because, let's face it, I've done it too. You get so bogged down, you forget the basics. And you forget what you need to do to get noticed out there. So I just put it all out there. And like I said, I put stuff in there so you can do it yourself if you want to, or I tell you how you can approach a publicist and ask the right questions so they're the right person for you.
That's excellent. I think it's an excellent point because I know from personal experience, I know a lot of others, it's really intimidating, you know, sort of going in as a new author because they're, you know, you really don't know what you need or what's for real and what's the best fit for you. So that's really excellent to be able to have a sort of a one-stop shop to be able to at least learn a little bit from one place instead of trying to run willy-nilly everywhere and glean what you can.
And that's what I was shooting for because there's so many publicists out there now, and some are good, some are not so great. And I was just trying to think of it as an author point of view instead of just a publicist point of view. And I was like, well, what would I want if, as an author, what would I want to have? And that's what got me started on the book, is to help everybody else. So it's on everywhere, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, you name it, you can find it. I got it even on iTunes.
Excellent.
Yeah, Babs definitely brings, you know, all the perspectives to the table. I mean, you know, from an author perspective, publicist perspective, book blogger perspective. So I definitely, you know, would have to say that, yeah, she's bringing a very multifaceted kind of approach to that subject. So that's that gives you kind of a unique edge for this type of book.
It is, and I never dreamed when I first started my blog in 2008 that it would come to this. And it's been a wonderful ride. And I can honestly say I'm one of those persons that love my job. I love helping authors, and now that I'm writing, I still don't feel like an author yet, but I'm working on it.
You're an author. You're there.
Nana's kicking my butt right now, but I'm getting it.
Yeah, no, you've always, I mean, universally, I mean, everybody I talk to and deal with, I mean, they just love dealing with you, whether it's in any capacity, whether working with you as a publicist or working with you as a blogger. And, yeah, I think, yeah, you're definitely one of the nice people in the industry. So I definitely wish
you
a whole lot of success coming up and definitely see some great things ahead for you.
Well, thank you. And, you know, any of y'all are always welcome on my radio show as well because I'm all about helping everybody.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, yeah,
you're
yeah.
So sweet.
I try
to
be. I
have
Chris
my comes
days.
On, she's over the show.
Stephen knows me. Stephen, you know my good days and my bad days.
But, I'm just cracking up about that because I've had the good fortune to be on a couple of shows with Babs. And the other cool thing I should mention, which I don't think we brought up, is that Babs is going to be live at Imaginarium 2014 as well. One of our book blogger and publicist guests. Yeah.
Woohoo!
Well, all the cool people are going to be there. Awesome!
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I was speechless when Stephen asked me. I really was. It's like, you're asking me? I'm just a little person. So I was thrilled.
No, you're not a
I'm very excited.
You're VIP. And I know that I'm personally gonna be stoked to get to work with you in person for once. That's gonna be a lot
I know
of fun.
Exactly.
So and then you'll finally get to be able to put a lot of faces to names when you come here, because I mean there's a slew of people that you've interacted with and dealt with that are gonna be there. And I mean right now, you know, we're already pushing almost 90 guests and we're very early in the convention development. And a lot of those names are people you know. So I think, it's going to be a lot of fun for you because you're going to get to meet literally a ton of people that you've been dealing with a whole lot, you know, in your
Not to rain on anyone's parade, but we've got about 2 minutes left. So if you guys want anything you want to wrap up with Stephen, now would be the time to do it.
Yeah, good thing, Salem.
Sorry,
good thing.
On the clock,
all right.
On the clock. On the screen.
Yeah. Let us know how to find you, Babs. Let us know how to find you.
Well, I think it's easy. I hope it is. You can find me at BabsBookBistro.net. I'm under Babs Hightower on Facebook and Babs Book Bistro on Twitter. And if you don't remember any of that, ask Stephen. He knows exactly where to find me.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for joining us tonight, Babs, and we're definitely going to have you back. Sorry about the slight glitch in you know, with this whatever happened on the BTR system tonight. But
I've been there,
done
that, so no problem.
Well, we had a really good 30-minute hour show.
Definitely been there. It's not fun.
Yeah. Well, yeah, thank you. And, we're definitely going to be on every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern every Wednesday, and hopefully, the system will hold up every week. And definitely, go ahead and say some goodbyes here.
Goodbye, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Be sure to check out both James R. Tuck and Babs Hightower and their projects. Have a great holiday and happy reading.
And Susan, you want to give the final happy Thanksgiving?
Sure. Last but not least, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Enjoy your food, your weekend, your family, and whoever else you